Republican lawmakers, officials thank God for saving Trump on anniversary of Butler assassination attempt. By Nick Gilbertson on July 13, 2025. 1 year after President Donald Trump was nearly assassinated at the infamous Butler, Pennsylvania rally, Republican lawmakers and officials are crediting God with saving the president's life. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, and a slew of other leaders in the Republican Party took to X to remember July 13, 2024, and the role they believe God played that day. 1 year ago today, God miraculously spared the life of President Trump, and he is using him to lead our county, sick, back to greatness, Johnson wrote in a post, sharing a video of the moment Trump was struck in the ear, and the moments after, in which he pumped his fist defiantly with a bloodied face. Johnson's counterpart in the upper chamber, Thune, wrote that Trump survived the attempt on his life thanks to the grace of God and shared he was praying for peace and for the loved ones of firefighter Corey Comprator, who was killed by a bullet meant for the president while attending the rally with his family. On this somber anniversary, I'm praying for peace in our nation and around the world and for the loved ones of Corey Comprator, who suffered an incredible loss that day, Thune wrote. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent credited divine intervention for protecting Trump from the attempt that day, which nearly changed the course of history. He did not waver, but instead rose back up with the unshaken courage and determination which defines American leadership, Bessent wrote. Thanks to divine intervention, he is now the most consequential at POTUS in generations. President Trump will never stop fighting for all Americans and the future of our great nation, Bessent added. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, wrote that God was watching over the president when the shots rang out from Thomas Matthew Crooks's gun. Americans will never forget that God was looking down on President Trump that fateful day and miraculously spared his life by a quarter of an inch, she wrote. We are so proud and blessed that President Trump is saving America in just 6 months after he was sworn into office, she added. Stefanik also called for real answers and much greater transparency on what transpired that day. Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Katie Britt, RL, Bernie Moreno, RO, and Eric Schmidt, RMO, were among other lawmakers who referenced God in their posts about the July 13, 2024, attempt on Trump's life. Praise God that his life was spared and that he continues to fight for our nation, Blackburn wrote. Tomorrow isn't promised for any of us. Every new day is a blessing, Britt wrote in her post. Looking back on a year ago today, we are deeply grateful that God spared the life of President Trump from a horrific assassination attempt. We honor the memory of Corey Comprator, whose life was tragically taken. His bravery and love for his family and country will never be forgotten, Britt added. Moreno wrote that it is undeniable that God had a hand in sparing Trump that day. There is no question God saved President Trump that day and, as a result, put us on a path to save America, he wrote. Let's stay focused on that mission. In his post on X, Schmidt wrote that only a slight head turn, a few milliseconds, and the grace of God separated an American revival from American Requiem on that fateful day in Butler. On this Sunday, I thank the Lord for our many blessings and for our president, Schmidt continued. His instinct is to fight, not flee, and he's just getting started. The sentiments the lawmakers and officials shared echo Trump's previous comments and those of Americans who Breitbart News spoke to at the Republican National Convention, RNC, on July 16, 2024, just days after Crooks's attempt. For instance, Detroit pastor Lorenzo Sewell, who gave a benediction at Trump's inauguration in January, told Breitbart News at the RNC last summer that we saw the hand of the good Lord protect Trump.